Welcome to the first episode of Master Ass Theatre. I am your host, Alistair Flopbottom. In tonight's show, we will explore the human condition through poetry. Only the spellbinding magic of words can weave a tapestry of image and emotion that reaches to the very depths of our souls. So without further ado, we give you the Diarrhea Monologues. When you're going out to dine, but your pucker starts to whine. Diarrhea. When you try to pass some gas, but it splatters out your ass. Diarrhea. When you're feeling kind of randy, but your hole shoots toffee candy. Diarrhea. When you're riding on a train and your colon starts to drain. Diarrhea. When you're out buying your lotto and your sphincter goes all blotto. Diarrhea. When you're sipping a martini, but you're oozing like a blini. Diarrhea. When you're sitting at a play and your butt begins to spray. Diarrhea. When you're at the opera weeping and your Hershey hole is seeping. Diarrhea. When you're reading War and Peace and your anus spits out grease. Diarrhea. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Master Ass Theatre, and will join us for our next episode, if we are not fucking cancelled before then. For Master Ass Theatre, this is Alistair Flopbottom. Good night.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, this is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Sunday, February 28th, 2010. And I said it right again. I'm so happy.
Yes, you did.
Thank you, Pat, for that entrance. We've had that for a while, but
intro.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Whatever. We've had that forever, and we need you to make some more because we really like it.
What episode is this?
Oh, thank you for downloading episode 265. This is Ricky.
Well, we said
I've already
that part.
Said that. Fuck me. God damn it. Oh, Lordy Jesus.
We finally get the sound going good.
Uh-huh. And I can't do
And you
right.
can't talk.
You know why I'm so excited is because I know there's fucking cupcakes in the next room that well, need to be iced.
Yeah, you still have to put the icing on them.
Which I don't even think I should ice them. I should just eat this.
The icing
the
straight
icing
out of the
by itself,
jar.
And then eat the cake later.
That shit is good.
I know,
oh my
right?
God.
So, Ricky, myself, is talking to you through a brand new microphone that Guru Nudie got for us.
Yay!
It's awesome. It has a boom mic, so I can go.
It has
and
the,
you don't even
the
know
puff
it.
Guard.
Yeah. Oh, did I say boom mic?
Yeah.
I meant puff guard.
I know.
But
Julian,
actually, the microphone stand is a lot shorter too. I took it off the arm, so
Julian, me, mm-hmm. is now a little jealous.
Yes. You know, because Julian, a couple weeks in a row, has been making fun of me because my microphone's been going in and out.
Well,
but,
that's because for a year, it's been my mic that's gone
right.
out.
So I told Julian when this one came in, I said, oh, well, you can have this one. And then when a listener gets us another microphone, I'll take it.
Well, I'm like, well, no, since yours is the one has been going out lately, then you go ahead and take it.
Right.
Now I wish I would have taken it.
Right. Because it looks fucking sexy, doesn't it?
It does. It looks hot. And I'm going to need a listener to get me a mic.
And you can locate it on our website or on our wish list, wish list.
On Ricky's wish list.
Speaking of wish lists.
What? Don't go too far because I want to speak some more about the sound.
Oh, go ahead.
We got a compliment about our sound quality, believe it or not.
We did.
On our boys Bend Over and Take It actually complimented us on our sound quality.
Oh, yeah, when I did listen, they did say that. I was going to call them, but I forgot. That's the thing.
Well, they finally played my voicemail I left them,
uh-huh.
and they were like doing the wrap it up motion in the background. So apparently I rambled on.
Oh, you did? How long was the call?
No, it was very short, but I guess I didn't speak fast enough for their Yankee sensibilities.
Oh, yeah. So they're in New Jersey, right? Or Pennsylvania?
Philly, I think.
Pennsylvania. Wherever. It's all the same to me.
Yankees.
It's about the Mason-Dixon line. I don't talk to those
we
people.
We talk a little slower down here.
We talk a little slower, we move a little slower, and we just don't fucking care.
But I thought that was nice of them to
well, thank you very
say,
much.
Say our sound quality is pretty good, because Lord knows we've been trying to make it better here recently.
Oh my God, for real. I mean, it's anything's better than the first 50 episodes. I have to fucking say that like every time I do a show. And I'm so thankful for the people that have gotten us stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, these microphones that, or the ones Julian using, they're 4 years old now, getting ready to turn 4 years old. And
three out of the four are shot.
Right.
I'm using the final remaining functional microphone.
Right. And we'll use them. I mean, because they do work every now and then, if we have a guest, we can probably use them and get away with it. So we're going to try to get the most use out of them.
Yes.
But here in a few weeks, we're probably going to have Taffy and Taylor over so we can all do a show together again.
Excellent.
So sound quality, I must not listen to the whole show. I must get halfway through and didn't listen because, you know, the person that works next to me is always talking.
Prego.
Pregos.
Yeah.
So I probably got stuck halfway and I haven't been able to finish listening to the rest
of
it.
You know, I wanted to hear my own voice.
Well, of course you do. You're just like Nicole. You don't listen unless you're on it.
No, I actually am a faithful listener of theirs. So.
Yeah. And you actually listen to our show, too. I mean, you know, you'll go back and listen to
it. I listen to our shows because I want to hear how we sound and how I can make myself better.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a co-host so dedicated. I am so serious, Julian.
You know why?
Because you're great.
Because I'm a little OCD.
Yes, you are very OCD.
And that's just the way I am.
And I love it.
But I wasn't going to say I was great.
Oh,
but since you did say it, thanks.
You are. I wanted to say, because this will probably go out tomorrow. I'll probably put it out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
March 5th is my birthday.
Ricky's going to be in the Chicagos.
In the Chicagos, eating pizza, probably big as a fucking whale. You'll probably see me on top of Sears
Tower.
Like... fucking
Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla.
Look, you got Godzilla.
Except for I won't have a woman in my hand.
He'll have a man.
Yeah, a real hunky man.
Real man.
You know, just if you would like to get something for me, it would be great. It's on the wish list. If not, a card would be perfect too. I would love to come home and have cards in the P.O. box. That would make me so happy.
If you want to give him something.
If you want to give me... nothing I can't give back. Well, I guess you could give stuff back. You just don't get rid of it. It just doesn't go away. I don't want any of that.
Not without antibiotics anyway.
Yeah, and some of it, antibiotics doesn't even work.
That's true.
And Ajax won't take it off either.
Mm.
I don't want any of that. So, yeah, I'm going to have fun. Lala Lauren's, you know, she's already ready
for
me.
You are so ready to play with her tits, aren't you?
Oh, I'm so ready. I can't wait to get drunk. She told me I could, just no pictures. And that sucks, because I need photo proof.
I know.
No one's going to believe me if I just say...
I will believe you. Because I know how much you enjoy doing it.
I'm going to get a photo.
Okay.
And I hope there's like tons of girls in the gay bars so that I could just motorboat city.
Mm.
Or if there's a bunch of big boys in there, I'll never mind. I won't do that. Because I wouldn't even motorboat myself.
Man boobs are not...
Moobs.
They're not the same.
Moobies.
No.
I can't wait to get up there, though, to experience, like, the cold and just the city. Like, this will be the first big city I've been to that has, like, skyscrapers and stuff. Because Los Angeles, it's all spread out, so it's really not the same. It's kind of like being here.
Yeah.
It's that spread out.
Yeah.
Except for there's just more people. But I've been to Atlanta, Orlando, Tampa. They're all little cities to me.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of a city, I think of New York City, you know... Chicago, you know, all those places.
Duluth.
Toronto. Yeah, Duluth. Yeah. Duluth is where I think. Duluth. Georgia.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What else do we have to talk about?
Oh.
Can I talk about my bike ride real quick?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh... my God, people. Today, I went on a 6-mile bike ride. First of all, I'm sunburnt, and I didn't know it. And then when I got in the shower, I forgot.
You have a red peninsula on the top of your head.
Oh, back here?
No, it goes, like, up here and...
Probably because I have my sunglasses on and everything.
I bet that's why. Because it makes, like, a penis shape on the top.
Oh, not a penis shape on my head.
You have a red penis shape on the top of your head.
Oh, no. Hopefully it's tanned out by tomorrow.
You'll have a tan penis shape on the top.
Hey, that's how I like them brown.
So I hear.
I went on a 6-mile bike ride today on a trail, and the 3 miles going, not so bad. You know, I was pedaling. It was wonderful. Cassie and I were just, you know, talking and rolling around.
So the three miles back?
The 3 miles back after we had water, because I needed it, was pure fucking hell. We were going against the wind, and I swear...
Uphill?
And uphill. Not, well, there's really not an uphill in Florida, but it was an incline.
Right.
And then going against the wind, too, my legs started shaking. I could not... I did it, though. I did it, and I made it through it, but... Oh, my God, my ass hurt, because those seats are not comfortable at all. And Cassie's like, you need to get those padded shorts. I'm like, they don't fucking make padded shorts big enough for my ass. Come on now. And she's like, Ricky, you make it sound like you're a big fucking whale.
When you're having sex, do you get tired of having your legs in the air after 6 minutes?
No.
Oh. Just asking.
Why?
Just asking.
Not that that happens a lot anyway, but...
Oh.
Why? Does that mean I'm...
But why? Because you like... unhealthy? You like...
Because I like laying on my belly.
You like doggy style? Yeah.
You got me.
I know.
Oh, Lord. But, yeah, the bike ride was awesome. I did start dry heaving after I got off the bike because I felt so sick. But then I realized I knew what it was after I got home today from eating dinner. It was because I didn't take my medication, my blood pressure medication.
Yeah, right.
And I was probably about to have a fucking stroke, which we had Ling's today.
Yeah,
that
is definitely on the list.
Is that on two? You want to do that on 266?
We can if you want to.
Whatever. You go with the flow. What do you got on your list?
Well, my first item on the list is Ricky and I made a trip to Best Buy the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were in Best Buy, we were walking towards the CD section. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw this guy.
What are CDs?
This guy and I guess his wife and little girl stand to look at the CDs, and he turned around towards us, and I saw him give Ricky this knowing, longing look, and I'm like,
something's going on there.
So I know that look. So anyway, we get a few rows down and start looking at movies. Ricky's like, do you ever get that uncomfortable feeling? I'm like,
you know what's awkward?
Yeah. You know what's awkward? Yeah. You can take it from there, Ricky, if you'd like.
Let's role play this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Julian, you know what's awkward?
What's awkward?
Is when you realize that you just saw the person that you slept with before and realize they have a wife and a kid.
I knew he gave you a look. I totally saw that.
Yeah, my face turned so red. Mm-hmm. I was so... And not that he approached me or I approached him, but just... I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wonder what he was thinking. I mean, he saw me.
Please,
so
God, don't let you say anything.
Yeah. Don't come up to me.
While my wife and daughter are here. And say, you filleted me, remember?
You filleted me.
Or I filleted you.
I think we filleted each other.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I know.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well,
but,
go ahead.
Oh, that's all I had to say about that. Were you going to talk about your OG experience?
Yeah, since that was the same night, I figured we'd segue right into that, where we dined at...
I'm chewing on ice.
Olivia Gardine's. That evening. And had the worst service I have ever had in my life. First of all, the guy was not attractive.
No. And that could have, if he was attractive, it could have been okay.
I would have put up with subpar service.
Right.
But since he was not attractive.
And he didn't have good teeth either. That's what I noticed.
No, he did not.
He had those like mini teeth where there's more gum and then like a half an inch of teeth.
Well, and plus like the two front teeth, they kind of like.
Curved in, like...
They made it like a V.
Yeah, like curved in razor blades.
Yeah.
It was weird. Which after I saw that his teeth were like that, I didn't look up at him the rest of the time.
Well, because I don't after us sitting at the table for 15 minutes, I finally went back to the hostess station. I'm like, is somebody going to come take our drink order? Because we'd like to see a server.
And when Julian comes back, he's standing right there.
Of course.
Which, I'm not a person that gets upset.
I'm not either, but 15 minutes, really, yeah. before he even takes the drink.
And we were really thirsty, too.
The drink order.
Right.
And apparently, what do you tell the other table? That oh, they're really slammed back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're really slammed. And I'm like, that has nothing to do
with
the drink.
What does that have to do with you putting Coke in a fucking glass?
Right. Which, by the way, I didn't have Coke. I had water.
Well, I had sweet tea, y'all.
Yeah. And we love our sweet tea.
You know why my sweet tea's so good?
Wow.
Butter.
Could you? I guarantee you she comes up with something with sweet tea and fucking butter. I guarantee you. It's like a sweet tea milkshake or something.
I have to say the sweet tea at the Lady and Sons was damn good.
It was good.
It was really good.
I know when I worked at Hardee's, I mean, it's ridiculous how much sugar goes into that.
Oh, I know. Well, you didn't have just water. You had Polk County lemonade.
Yeah, that's true. I had lemon in that
water. You had water with lemon and put some sweetener in it.
Did I? I didn't put sweetener in it.
Did you not?
No, I didn't put sweetener.
Okay.
I don't do that because I don't like
that. That's Polk County lemonade.
Oh, okay. I had the Polk County beverage. The choice of beverage. Oh, OG was good, of course. And I was good. I had soup and salad.
The food was good, but the service was god awful.
I don't know. The cheese on your ravioli didn't look melted all the way or something.
It was fine.
It kind of looked like a school pizza melt or something. I don't know. Weird. So, I want to say congratulations to one of our listeners, Patrick. I think he lives in Colorado, maybe somewhere around there. He just had a baby boy, so we want to congratulate him on that. He looks really little, so I think he's like a preemie baby.
Aw.
So hopefully everything's good with him.
Well, good luck with all of that, and hope everything turns out well.
Yes. So congratulations, and he looks awesome. So what else we got to talk about?
You don't have anything? You have nothing, do you?
Those were my two things, the microphone and the baby.
Oh.
I don't think I have too much more.
Okay. Well,
and we're at 17 minutes.
Well, let's see.
I
got a phone call from Ricky the middle of this past week.
Yeah.
And apparently it took you, 10 miles to realize there was a big fucking hole in the middle of your dash where your radio used to be.
Yeah. My car
took you 10 minutes of driving to realize there was a hole in the dash.
I'm sorry. I just don't pay attention to that stuff.
How spaced out and non-attentive do you have to be?
I think I really noticed it. It wasn't connecting. Like, something didn't look right, but I just wasn't paying attention. I was trying to get over to Nicole's house and try to pick her up, and I went to go plug in my iPod, and I was like, someone stole my radio.
Well.
But it was my dumbass because I left the door
unlocked. You did not lock
unlocked,
the car.
So, and it's still unlocked out there. I need to go lock it.
Well, what the fuck are they going to steal now?
I'm afraid they're going to steal my fucking bike rack, and I don't want to take that shit off every night. Fucking.
They won't steal that because they can't get him. They can't pawn it and get money out of it at a pawn shop.
They'll have to cut the straps off or forget it. But, while I'm gone, I want to pull my car up in the first part of this parking space so that the bike rack isn't showing. Because I'm still afraid someone will steal it.
Mm, you can park in the backyard.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
That way you can grease up two spots in the driveway?
Yeah. My car is leaking oil. I need to get it fixed.
Still. Good job, Big Fatty.
What? Oh, sushi!
God damn.
Yeah, I heard you and Samantha talking about my sushi. You were looking at it like, what the fuck is that?
Much, much worse than me.
Oh, really?
She's like, I couldn't eat that. She's like, it's a texture thing for me. She's like, what is that shit on top of that right there? Like, I don't even know what that is.
And she asked me it was crab.
She's like, and with that, what is that shit? Like,
it's good. I love sushi.
All I can think of is like
vagina.
Pussy, yes.
I got up from the tables for my crab legs, and I was like, ooh, I smell like I've been fingering a dirty girl. Speaking
what?
of the dress code in Wings today. Or should we say that for the next show and do emails right now?
Sure, we do that.
Emails or talk about
emails.
The dress code? All right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What because we can do a whole half hour on that.
Right.
The war, oh, the war in Tragic Stan.
Oh, Tragic Stan. I need to renew the URL, foulmonkeys.com, before it expires.
That would be wise.
It's in April.
Oh.
I don't know if I can afford the $10.69.
Oh, goddamn.
Just joking. Mm-hmm. Just kidding ya. All right, so we got an email from Chattanooga, Tennessee guy.
Okay.
He says, hey, Ricky, you should put me on your map, too. Are you guys going to have Nicole on as a guest again? I miss hearing her. Here are some pics of me I thought you might like. Feel free to send some back. Loving the show as always, Lee in Chattanooga. P.S. Don't show Julian. Joke.
Yeah, Nicole is dead.
Oh, she's not dead. She was just in a car accident.
She's just maimed and can no longer speak,
right.
Ever.
Oh. She was in a car accident last Friday and so fucked her car up. All
we can have her
happened.
On as a guest, but she'll sound like, what's his name?
Who?
The scientist.
The one in the wheelchair?
Yes.
Stephen Hawking?
Yes. That's Nicole.
Oh, Stephen Hawking. Or Beaker. I love Beaker. He was my favorite one.
Or we can just take her laugh off an old show and play it on a laugh track. On a looping tape, and it'll be the same thing as having her here. Why do you think I...
Oh, I think I overmodulated.
Why do you think I forced her off? No, I'm kidding.
Because you fucking hate her. Much angry. I love the fact that every time we do that, angry, we got to throw our fist in the air.
Well, yeah.
That's the best part
about
it.
To make you angry.
Angry!
Flames! Flames on the side of my face!
Let's see. So he sent us some very... very nice pictures, I have to say. They're all kinds of lovely. I'm sorry, but I cannot send pictures back of me like that. So you can go on any website, like Bear411.
As an aside, I'll take some while he's sleeping and I'll send them back.
Oh, how dare you. I'm going rogue here.
All right, everybody, I'm going rogue.
You have
buy your Palin in 2012 t-shirts.
Do you have anything you would like to say over to the Bend Over and Take It boys, Sarah? Because we know they love you.
You know, boys, I know there's a difference between real Americans and the other Americans, and I know you fit into the other American category with your liberal, anti-gun, communist podcasting selves. And when Sierra gets elected to office in 2012.
Did you forget what year it was going to be, Sierra?
No, but I didn't have it written on my hand.
Oh, poor thing.
I know.
But you're wearing a t-shirt that
but
says Palin 2012.
I'm going to outlaw all the gay podcasts when I get elected.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Especially the Bend Over and Take It boys. Also, too.
I'm sure
the great Ronald Reagan.
An umbrella of jobs.
Yes.
Well, thank you for visiting, Sarah Palin. So thank you, Chattanooga guy. We're going to put you in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which we don't have anyone in Tennessee, I don't think. Oh
laundry's done. We run a high-class operation up in here.
We have
either the dogs are tapping on the floor,
right?
Or the laundry buzzers go. How can we always record when the fucking laundry goes off?
We are always doing.
You
the show.
Are always doing laundry at the same time we record.
That is true. It's usually me.
Yeah,
but anyway. Oh well, it's my show.
Well,
KCNDEN. I'm assuming that's Denver, not Denmark.
Okay.
I would prefer it to be in Denmark because we need a listener there.
It might be.
The pictures he sent, it seems like it would be a Denmark because it's like leather.
Oh.
like this. Look.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he sent another one, too. These are the ones I tried to forward to you, but it wouldn't work.
That kind of... It's a little scary.
Hey. I'm not into the leather thing, but cocks hanging out of leather chaps, that's kind of fun.
The only thing that matters to you is the cock part.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know.
He says, Casey in Denver says, I've been listening to your cast for a month or so now. Can't seem to hear or see on the website when you do a live Pride 48 show. Let me know, Casey in Denver.
Well, I am very disappointed that you have not been able to hear us live.
I know.
People have a lot of fun interacting with us live.
They do.
Especially,
and...
never mind.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Casey, we do a live show every other Sunday. This Sunday coming up, which is March 7th, I will be actually in Chicago, so we won't be doing this one the 7th. So on the 14th.
I might show up in the chat room just for shits and giggles and see who shows up.
But on March 14th, we'll have a live show. Mm-hmm. It's from 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, the only time zone that matters.
Yes.
And also, I guess I can say this as an update, but...
Do we have breaking news?
Yeah. Breaking news. Daniel is going to be working on the Pride 48 website again. So hopefully our schedules will be showing up again.
Well, excellent.
And all that good stuff. So check the website, pride48.com. Hopefully our schedules will be up there. And hopefully you'll be able to catch us live. We'd really like to have you on live.
Yeah, I guess we won't have to go rogue after all.
We won't have to go rogue. Oh, I want to say thank you to Steve in the UK for fixing our website. We had some problems.
Gobbledygook.
Yeah, and he fixed it. He's so awesome.
He is.
If it wasn't for him,
a great deal of thanks for all the hard work he's done for us.
And it's like, it's no problem. Like, I email him with, can you do this,
and
this?
I know. I've asked like a million little things because let's face it, it's the little things that bother me.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. And I'm like, this little tiny thing right here is bothering me. So I can be a nitpicky sometimes. Well, but he has addressed every issue I could possibly come up with.
Right. He does it.
So,
and he's awesome.
Yeah, he's been great.
He did say that he was starting his own business. Let me see if that was okay to say that. Wish me luck. And if you know anyone that needs my services, not those services. Okay. Maybe.
Ricky doesn't want any competition. So we wouldn't be announcing if it was those services.
He'll hear this and I'll make sure it's okay to say his website and all that stuff first.
All right.
So thank you, Steve in the UK. We appreciate everything that you do
Absolutely.
For us. It's awesome and we can't help but. I wish we could come over and give you a hug.
Yeah, because,
we can make a trip over there.
Whoa, England!
Go, England! Give me an E.
No.
Oh.
You made me lose my train of thought.
It's quiet in here.
What was that look for?
What? Well, it's not.
You gave me an evil look.
It was not
evil.
My God. It's not hard for you to lose your train of thought. I mean, it happens a lot. So it happens to me a lot.
Oh, you're trying to say it's because I'm blonde?
No, you're old.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, so we've been going for 29 minutes. Let's end this and we'll start another one.
Works for me.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or you can give us a call at 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Don't forget, it's my birthday, March 5th.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook.
Oh, I need to check that more often. And other people need to post stuff there.
That's true. You can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and Facebook at Ricky Burton. Ding, ding.
All right. I believe that wraps it up, don't it?
That's episode 265. Is that all we got?
That's all we got.
And if you're listening and you live in Chicago, I'll see you there Friday, March 5th.
This is Julian.
This is Ricky. Have a good week.
Peace.
Bye.